News release. Niagara Regional Police Service. On January 14, 2024, at approximately 9:45 p.m., 2 District, Niagara Falls, Niagara-on-the-Lake, uniform officers from the Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS, responded to a robbery call at the Dairy Queen located at 5500 Ferry Street in Niagara Falls. Upon investigation, it was determined that a male wearing a ski mask entered the restaurant, threatened an employee with a pocket knife, and demanded money from the register. The suspect then fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers quickly arrived at the scene and were able to locate the suspect a short distance away. Further investigation by 2 district detectives revealed that the same individual was responsible for 2 additional robberies in Niagara Falls. On January 12, 2025, at approximately 8:40 p.m., the suspect had entered a Subway restaurant at 5175 Victoria Avenue in Niagara Falls, confronted an employee with a box cutter knife, and demanded money from the register. The suspect then fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. On December 16, 2024, at about 6:45 p.m., the suspect attended the Victoria and Maple Variety Store at 4623 Victoria Avenue. He approached an employee while brandishing a kitchen knife, again demanding money from the register. The suspect fled on foot with an undisclosed sum of cash. There were no injuries as a result of these incidents. Sean Downey, 41 years old, of Niagara Falls, was arrested and charged with the following offenses. Robbery, 3 counts. Disguise with intent, 3 counts. Downey was held in custody pending a bail hearing that is expected to take place on January 15, 2025 at the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse located at 59 Church Street in the city of St. Catharines. Anyone with information is asked to contact detectives at 905-688-4111, option 3, ext. 1,009,707. Members of the public who wish to supply information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information which leads to an arrest. Editor's note: the accused person facing charges is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court.